Let's start off with the C word. Yeah, that's right. I can see you trembling in your seats as I'm about to utter the C word. And why am I interested in the C word? Well, I understand, not that I watch much television, I try to keep away from it as it fries the brain, but I understand some insignificant cook or chef, they call them these days, said the C word on free-to-air TV, and Australians couldn't stop talking about it. It seems we've been told we've finally come of age and nothing can shock us anymore. I mean, this little C word which appeared on free-to-air TV was followed up by articles in the nation's newspapers and just went on and on and on. Well, I'm afraid there is one taboo nobody is willing to challenge. Yes, Virginia, there are still taboos in our society. I'm not talking about the vagina and the external female genitalia. I'm talking about a C word that nobody or hardly anybody in Australia is willing to say, especially in the corporate-owned media and the government geld at ABC. Yes. Now, we're very happy, well, I'm not, a lot of people are happy, to publicly bandy the C word, equating a contemptible person with female genitalia, you know, that person's such and such a. But to me, the real obscenity in our society is capitalism. That's right, the other C word, the very offensive C word. And when I use a C word to describe a contemptible person, I'm not talking about the female genitalia. I'm talking about a capitalist. Capitalism is the elephant in the room no one is willing to mention, let alone publicly acknowledge. I mean, the 21st century, we've got the loser's trifecta. Finite resources, increasing population growth. Capitalism, an economic system based on the creation of profits, irrespective of the human social costs. Tick, tick, tick. You tick the three and what you've got is oblivion. But where is people's abhorrence at the use of the C word? Capitalism. Where is the debate? Where is the discussion? I mean, it seems that no one is willing to utter the C word, the offensive C word, capitalism, in polite conversations about increased greenhouse emissions, the increasing gap between the rich and the poor, housing affordability, that's the issue of the day, isn't it? Housing affordability, corporatisation, globalisation, inflation, an increase in interest rates. I mean, where's the discussion about the role capitalism, the private ownership of the means of production, distribution and exchange has on all these issues? I mean, this is the final taboo, which you don't expect a corporate media owned by capitalists to broach. When we look at increasing greenhouse emissions, we're looking at more imaginative capitalist ways to deal with it. Like water trading or carbon trading. Really? Giving the rich the power to pollute or the power to use water for whatever they like. Well, everybody else is to make do of second best. So, when I speak about the C word, I find the C word horribly offensive. But when I'm talking about the C word, I'm talking about capitalism. And what I find even more offensive is the inability to have an intelligent discussion, let alone debate, as I said before, about the role of capitalism has in increasing greenhouse emissions, increasing gap between the rich and the poor, housing affordability, corporatisation, globalisation, inflation, increase in interest rates, negatively gearing. And the list goes on and on. I mean, Nobody seems to think that the C word is not offensive. As far as we're concerned, worshipping on the altar of mammon is the pinnacle of human achievement, the pinnacle of human development, that we need the market to sort out human problems, as if the market is something which has got feelings. I mean, the market, as you and I know, is something can be quite easily manipulated. So instead of talking about the role of capitalism in a consumer society, the role of capitalism in the obesity epidemic, the role of capitalism in the fact that we have the greatest growth in the working population is the working poor, instead of talking about the role of capitalism in the creation of increasing greenhouse emissions, the role of capitalism in the creation of the housing affordability crisis, the role of capitalism in a whole variety of aspects of our day-to-day lives, nobody, hardly anybody except people like you and me, are willing to raise the C word in polite conversation. When you add those other C words, conspicuous and consumption, to capitalism, you begin to realise why no one is willing to use the C word in polite conversation. I mean, the role capitalism plays in our day-to-day lives needs to be both acknowledged and discussed. There is no acknowledgement. It's like air. It's like the air we breathe. There's no acknowledgement that capitalism is an issue. There is no acknowledgement that an economic system based on the creation of ever-increasing profits, irrespective of the social and human costs, is an issue in human society. I mean, while we refuse to discuss the profound effect the C word has on our lives, we repeat the mistakes of the past, waiting for the people who own the means of production, distribution, and exchange to sell us those last train tickets to the hell they have created. I mean, publicly acknowledging some insignificant chef saying the C word on television, or some insignificant writer discussing the use of the C word in the newspaper, is neither here or there. Publicly acknowledging the other C word, that's capitalism, calls into question the role capitalism has played in the creation of society drowning in its own waste. No wonder people are frightened, especially those in authority are frightened, for other people to start debating, thinking about, talking about the negative role capitalism has in their lives, in the lives of their families, in the lives of their friends, in the lives of their work colleagues, in the lives of their suburb, in the lives of their community, in the lives of the nation. Because it doesn't matter how many times Mr. Swan, the Federal Treasurer, says, bad, bad banks, when the banks increase their rates by a greater margin than the official interest rate rises put forward by the Reserve Bank, it doesn't change their behaviour, because real power, as I continue to say, doesn't lie in Parliament, although Parliament has the power to make your life and my life a misery. I mean, real power lies in the boardrooms of national and transnational corporations, and the fact that the C word capitalism, the role that capitalism plays in our lives, is not a matter for debate. The fact that when people talk about the obesity epidemic, especially childhood obesity, there's little debate about the role capitalism in the fast food industry plays in the creation of that problem. And the list goes on and on and on. So next time somebody says the C word in terms of equating the female genitalia with a temptable person to say, excuse me, sir, excuse me, madam, I think you've got the wrong C word. I mean, the right C word is capitalism. Capitalism is the term that you would use to describe a contemptible person in our society.